Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Yevamis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. There is one case of Eishes Achiv Shleihaya B'Yelamai, where there's a machloikis to know him whether or not it would patra the tzara. Here's the case. Shnei Achmi have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, Umes Achad Mehen, one of them died without children. Reuven passed away without sons. The Yibim Asheni, the second one, Shimon, was Miyavim, as Eishes Achiv, his brother's wife, which was his mitzvah. The Acharkach Noilid Lehen Ach. Then they had another brother, whom we will call, as we did in the previous Mishnah, Levi. What changed now from the previous Mishnah? What changed is that Levi was born after Shimon was Miyavim, Reuven's wife. In the previous Mishnah, Levi was born after Reuven died, but before Shimon was Miyavim, Reuven's wife. In this case, Levi is born after Shimon was Miyavim, Reuven's wife. Umeis, and now Shimon dies. Shimon is the Miyavim, he passes away. And of course, when we say Meis, we mean without children. Shimon had another wife. Now the question is, can Levi be Miyavim, any one of these two? So how does Shaina, the first one, that was once married to Reuven, before Shimon was Miyavim, her? No question about that. Yoitze, she goes out. No chalitza is necessary. There's no Yivim over here. Mishum, because that first wife is Eishes Achiv Shlihaya B'Yilamai. As far as Levi is concerned, this is his brother's wife and a brother that he was not on this world together with that brother. He was born after that brother died. So there's no Yivim. There's no Yivim. She's an Erva. There's no need for chalitza. Vashnia, the second one, Shimon's wife, according to this Tana, is also Pater on Yivim. She also just goes out Shem Tzarasa, because she's Tzaras Erva. As far as Levi is concerned, she's a Tzara to a woman that was an Erva to her. So far, nothing changed in the previous Mishnah. Now, if once again in this case, let's chaz over what's the case. There are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies without children. And before Levi is born, in the previous case, Shimon was already Miyavimer. In this case, Osaba Maimer. He only did the Maimer, which is the Kiddushin version of a Yavim to a Yavama. V'meis, and then Shimon died. So Ashniya, the second wife, again, as far as Levi is concerned, the first wife that was married to Reuven, no Shaila, she's Eishes Achiv Shlihaya B'Yelamai. But the second wife, whether she's a Tzaras Erva or not, she's really only a Tzaras Erva Midrabanan. And therefore, Chaylesa, she does require Chalitza, but V'loy Mesiyavemes. He cannot be Miyavim. Again, no change from the previous Mishnah. The change is coming now. It's the Sheet of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon says, in this case, where Shimon was Miyavim, Reuven's wife, and then Levi was born after the Yivim, and afterward Shimon died, so now two of Shimon's wives, for Yivim, for Levi, Haltrip Shimon, Miyavim le'ezim en sheyirtza, oy choylitz le'ezim en sheyirtza. He can be Miyavim either one, or give chalitza to either one. We're not talking about the case of where he did a maimer. We're talking about the case where Shimon was actually miyavimer. So wait a second. Not only is Reb Shimon saying that the other wife, the one that wasn't married to Reuven, doesn't have to be chaylatzes, you could even be miyavimer. But am I hearing right? Is Reb Shimon saying even the wife that was married to Reuven, he could be miyavimer? And the answer is yes, that's what Reb Shimon holds. Why? So the Batanura explained, being that Levi was not born until after the wife of Reuven was already Nisiyavma, till after Shimon was Miyavimer. So any shaychus to the first brother to Reuven is gone, was erased. She's not called an Eishes Achiv Shlihaya B'Yelamai. If Levi was born before Shimon was Miyavimer, so who was Reuven's wife at that point? She's a woman where the brothers have a connection to her. There could have been a Chi of Yivum, but the Yivim is not there because Levi was not born yet. And once that Isser clicks into place, it stays. But Reb Shimon holds, if Levi is born after Shimon was Miyavimer, whatever connection she had to Reuven kind of disappears. Let's try to understand this way. When a person dies without children, the Torah lifted the Isser Eishes Ach for the purpose of Yivim. In any case of Yivim, how could a brother marry his brother's wife? Torah says it's a Chi of Karis. But the Torah says, in a case of Yivum, the Torah lifts the Isser. The Torah says, no Isser Eishes Ach. So as soon as Shimon is miyavim her, the Isra Eshesach goes off. It's as if Reuven has been disconnected over here. Now that Shimon dies, there's a new chiyav yivam that starts with Shimon. There's no shaychus to Reuven. But this is only when Levi was born after Shimon was miyavim. It never happened that Reuven's wife falls to Levi and a red light goes on. No, Eshesach v'shleya be'lamai. The Isra Eshesach stays. If Levi is born before Shimon was miyavim, that's what happens. Again, Reuven dies. There's a connection of Yivam to Shimon and now to Levi, who was born afterwards. And when it comes to Levi, a red light goes on, so to speak. Once that Isser goes into effect, doesn't go off. But if Levi was only born after Shimon was Meyavimer, that never happened. That red light never took place. There never was a connection between Levi and Reuven's wife. And now that Shimon dies, it's a brand new Chiyav Yivam. That is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon.